was mentally pre-bid.
No.
What was that, Joy?
I asked if it was a mandatory pre-bid. Usually the more people come out, it's mandatory because they want to make sure that they got...
We didn't cover anything that was that ultra important that somebody had to, you know, sometimes, you know, if it's a specialized job, we have a mandatory pre-bid, but my experience is, the other disadvantage of a mandatory pre-bid is the people who show up to the pre-bid know exactly who the bidders are. I'd rather have that little bit, the feeling of uncertainty, and allowing people, you know, to buy the plans and specs after the pre-bid. They get better bids that way.
Do they bid electronically or by envelope?
No, it's by envelope.
It's got to be in by when? Monday?
2:00.
Monday.
Can you have a certain budget for that project?
Yeah. Every project's got an engineer estimate.
We were
52.
Yeah, 50,000. I think it was either 225 or between 225 and 250.
Is that public knowledge, Mike?
Is what our budget was? No. Nobody asked and we didn't divulge the information. So we don't.
I mean, we as a group should not go out and divulge that information.
True enough.
As a matter of fact, I think it's illegal to divulge that information.
Council directly.
I know it's illegal for us if the state is divulged with the interior. Okay. Well, that's it. Any other items of airport updates? Good, Sam?
I have to ask what I'm on there. I got to try to get this thing way out of here at $25.
You're betting on you. Airport policy continues, minimum standards.
All right.
2:00 on that bid opening.
Okay.
Got to be there by what? By 2?
Turn it in by 2. Hand me the envelope before 2:00.
All right. Let's talk about minimum standards. I know I've sent everybody a lot of documents since the last meeting, and it looks like some of you have been doing your own research, which is great. I'm starting to think, though, that people, there's a bunch of different opinions about what this is all about, and you know what this committee is going to actually be doing. What I'd like to do is kind of take a step back and just look at the basics of what minimum standards are, and you know, try to bring together what, you know, all these documents that you have. First thing I want you to do is just take the words minimum standards out of your vocabulary. Don't even think about them. All this stuff you've been reading, put that off to the side and just try to follow along here. You know, we'll work our way down to minimum standards. I know a lot of people think that the first thing we're going to do is decide, you know, whether an FBO should be open 9 to 5, 10 to 6. We may never get there. It's going to depend on, you know, your discussions and high-level decisions that you're going to make about, you know, what you recommend for the airport. The first thing you have to remember is the Sussex County Council owns this piece of property out here, just like they own other pieces of property, libraries, sewer plants, you know, landfills, whatever. And that as the owners of this property, they have the right to set the terms and conditions for the use of the property. You know, just like they do at libraries, you know, just like the state does with state parks, and you know, Rehoboth does with its beach area. You know, the government entity that owns it has that right to set terms and conditions for its use. If you disagree with anything I'm saying, just raise your hand. But I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But you wouldn't go to a state park and say, I'm a taxpayer in Delaware. I'll pitch my tent anywhere I want to. You have no say over what I do on the property. You know, you shouldn't expect to do that on this piece of county property or, you know, the libraries or anything else. And, you know, at the very basic level, the county has the right to set the terms and conditions for the use of its property. You know, it could be anything from, you know, come in, do